Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Podcasting to millions from WebmasterRadio.fm's world headquarters.
WebmasterRadio.fm proudly presents the longest-running program on affiliate marketing. Welcome to Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Now, please welcome James and Arlene.
Yes, it's James Martell here, and welcome to edition number 513 of the Affiliate Buzz, where we've been keeping affiliates inspired, informed, and motivated to succeed with affiliate programs since way back in 2003. For those of you joining us live here today on WebmasterRadio.fm, it's great to have you with us. If you happen to be joining us through a podcast on our website, a podcast directory, or on our new YouTube channel, a big welcome to you as well. Arlene is away today. She's actually over on Vancouver Island visiting our newest little grandson, Landon Bronner, which I think is just a beautiful name. So no Arlene today, so it's just you and I. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to talk about, especially in the light of the explosion in podcasting, to talk about how to attract ready-to-buy clients in 30 days with a podcast. Now, a lot of you know me as an affiliate marketer, but I'm also I also offer a variety of web development services, of course, one-on-one coaching programs, turnkey podcasts, and what you may not know, for the services side of our business, a whopping 90%+ of my clients come from my podcast. Probably not surprising when you think about it. I also use my podcast to build out my audiences and my email list, which also helps me to fuel the affiliate marketing side of our business. And my podcasts also bring me speaking opportunities at events, on webinars, and on other people's podcasts. There's lots of advantages to podcasting. So today, if you're looking for a reliable source for what I call ready-to-buy clients for maybe your coaching or consulting business, you're in the right place. If you're an affiliate marketer, or you own an affiliate marketing agency, or you're an OPM, or a speaker, or an author looking to build your corporate or personal brand and build out your own audience and build out a larger email list, I think you'll find podcasting deserves a real serious look. And HubSpot, excuse me, I think many of you've probably heard of, did a survey recently where they learned of the 2,100 marketers they surveyed, a whopping 17% of them said they plan to start a podcast in 2018. So the writing's on the wall. Podcasting is definitely here to stay, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger year after year after year. And if you want to get in on the leading edge of that, I think you're going to learn what you're going to learn here today is going to kind of set you up to take advantage of that. So today I want to answer the number one question I receive about podcasting, which is, how do I make money with a podcast? And by the time we're done today, you'll have a crystal clear understanding of exactly how to do that, how to make money with a podcast. And we'll talk a little bit about more advantages to podcasting and talk about how you can set up your own show as well. So it's going to be action-packed. We're going to start off with some real-life examples. I'm going to play a couple audio clips today to kind of tee it up, to give you an audio visual, I guess that'd be a good way to say it, an audio visual of what a podcast does for me and how it could actually do the same for you. Now, this clip is from an Affiliate Buzz listener who is considering joining our Smarter Local Marketing program, our agency program, where they'll set up a local marketing agency of their own. And I'm not going to mention his name. We'll kind of keep it behind the scenes. But I think what you'll find after you hear the episode that when he reached out to us, and keep in mind, I'd never met them before. That's what's amazing about a podcast. When somebody reaches out to you, they'll say things to me like, I already feel like I know you. And they already understand the products and services that you offer. And they know the benefits of those products or services. So when they're reaching out to you, they are what I would call really a really close to ready to buy client. And often after you answer a few questions, you have a new client. And you're going to hear this in these two examples. These are my most recent two examples too, by the way. This first one is from this past Saturday, where I received a call from a potential client who was listening to an episode of the podcast, of the Affiliate Buzz podcast, and he happens to live in the beautiful, on the beautiful island of Kauai in Hawaii. And I decided to edit down this 60-minute free discovery call to just a little 3-minute clip, just to give you a flavor of how warm and knowledgeable a prospect is when they call in after listening to a podcast episode. So here's a clip, which concludes with an invitation you'll hear for Arlene and I to go stay with them, actually, in Kauai. Let's play the clip.
Built up a lot of trust with me, and I feel like, you know, I've always wanted a mentor. I just didn't know which way to go, and I had a lot of other things going at the time. I couldn't really dedicate myself to it. But then I was listening to, you know, about the Smart Local Biz, and that really piqued my interest. So, yeah, I'm a podcast junkie now.
Yeah, I know.
I put my headphones on and get in the podcast, and if I'm working around the house or riding bike or whatever, there's so much knowledge out there on the podcast. That's one reason I contacted you. I listened to your podcast all this last week. I've been doing some sodding and some work around the house and felt real comfortable with you. So
that's great. I appreciate that.
And a lot of your guests on your podcast are really cool. I was listening to your podcast about podcasts, you know, marketing through podcasts. And that was something else too. That was really opened my eyes because, you know, people really are. I mean, my wife and I, and all our friends now, we're podcasting, you know, yeah. During the day. Whether you have some downtime or doing whatever at the gym or whatever, everyone is. Like I said, we have some, we're building up some rental income, which we're trying to pay those. We don't take any cash out of that. We want to have those paid off in 5 to 10 years, all of them. They're a little 3-bedroom, 2-bath. My brother-in-law builds them. We get them built real cheap. Where I'm at now is we own our house. What I'm looking for is cash flow. It doesn't take a lot for us to live out here. Everybody thinks, oh, quiet, so expensive. We have a 900-square-foot house. I'm looking for something to get into, and I like this program. I'm looking at you as with your credibility and all these space out of your programs. Which one would you start with? I definitely lean in towards definitely doing this. So if I did the payment, it'd be $2,500 and then $1,000 a month. Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you too much today. I really appreciate your time, and I really want to do this.
We might have to put a Hawaiian lei around your logo, though.
Yay, that's fine. All right. Well, I want to thank you for your time. This has been enlightening.
You bet. Good to meet you. Great to chat with you.
Yeah. If you make it to Kauai, you got a room here. I got a couple. It's a small house, but I got plenty of room.
Okay.
We're outside most of the time. It's 3 bedrooms, but.
So there you go. As you can hear, obviously I've taken a 60-minute clip there, and I've trimmed it down to just under 3 minutes. So that's why you hear it's a little bit spotty. But I think it gives you a good flavor for how, I guess, number one, how warm and friendly someone is when they give you a call after listening to your podcast episode. It's already broken the ice. They're already warmed up. In this particular case, you could hear that the trust, a lot of the trust had already been built. A lot of the things that you have to do in a sales cycle are already handled by the podcast. The credibility is built. The trust is built. You've shared some of your knowledge, so they understand that you know what you're talking about. And it really is just a comfortable, casual call. I always call them a free discovery call because in his particular case, I'm just looking to determine exactly – what he was hoping to do. He also tackled the he just offhand mentioned that he's a avid podcast listener, so is his wife and all of his friends. And that's the trend. For those of you who are wondering who listens to podcasts, this is one of the big reasons they are absolutely exploding on the scenes, and one of the great opportunities for us as marketers to take advantage of that. So one of the things I want to talk about after a quick break is how you can actually take advantage of that and make sure that you put the podcast to work, because sometimes we work too hard and a podcast really allows us to leverage our time. Now, you can put together a quick episode, put it out there, and it's working for you 24/7. And if you organize it and kind of put it together properly where you're actually really delivering value to your listeners, they will call you and they will want to do business with you. So let's do this. After a real quick break, I have another audio clip for you. This one's really cool. This one's from another podcast of mine, the Smarter Local Marketing Podcast, and you will hear firsthand how a little 26-minute episode generated a $4,500 sale. You'll hear that right after the break.
More affiliate buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
The Web Marketing Association is now accepting entries for its 7th Annual International Mobile Web Award Competition. This award program is an opportunity for mobile developers to demonstrate their expertise in this growing medium. It recognizes the individual and team achievements of web professionals all over the world who create and maintain outstanding responsive and mobile websites and mobile applications.
Deadline for entry is September 28th, 2018.
Submit your entry today at www.mobile-webaward.org. That's mobile-webaward.org.
Want a hot pod? Load it with webmasterradio.fm and play with us all day long.
Webmasterradio.fm, we're everywhere.
Time now to hear some more affiliate buzz on webmasterradio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today visiting our daughter and newest grandson, Landon Bronner. So it's just you and I, and we're talking about how to attract ready-to-buy clients in 30 days with a podcast. And I think you heard before the break there in that first audio clip, and you'll hear it again in this one, that a podcast can generate super warm, super qualified leads for you. And in this case, in this next audio clip, it's from my 29-minute free discovery call that I've edited, in this case, down to 90 seconds. So it might be a little spotty, but I think it'll give you a good flavor. And again, it's from another show of mine called the Smarter Local Marketing Podcast. It's a podcast for local business owners who are looking to attract more local customers. And then it turns out just about every local business owner could use some more customers. It's from our Smarter Local Marketing division, where we offer web development and marketing services for local businesses. And we offer website development, reputation management, social media marketing, traffic building, etc. And with that division, we need a method to attract, just in probably the same way you are, more local business owners to us. In this case, local business owners. And we use the podcast as one of the ways to do exactly that. I'm not into inbound marketing. I am no telemarketer. I do not cold call, and I do not do anything like that. I don't like that. Personally, I want a podcast to do the work and for the business owner to give me a call after they've listened to the show so that they are already educated, so that they're already putting their hand up saying, hey, I think we could possibly work together. Now, this podcast, the Smarter Local Marketing Podcast, is also very new. There are only 17 episodes, so don't think you have to have many, many dozens of episodes or hundreds of episodes to be successful with your podcast. This one is actually, that I'm going to talk about in a moment, is from episode number 11 of the Smarter Local Marketing Podcast. And the show itself, there's 17 episodes again, are already starting to bear fruit. So let's play the audio clip now. There we are.
Hey, James.
How you doing, Eric?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. So I see you're in Canada.
That is correct.
Great. I'm on the west coast, of just out of Vancouver.
Nice.
White Rock right on the water, so it's good.
Yeah, we got a beautiful, beautiful, hot, sunny day in Cambridge. So.
Yeah, nice here. It's a little overcast, but it's definitely warm. I was going to ask you how much time you got first off, because I got some questions I could go through with you as well.
Sure.
To know your business a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure.
But, feel free to fire away. I understand you're looking for more clients.
Correct, yep.
And before we start, just if I could ask, how did you find out about us?
Your podcast.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah, I heard the interview you did with... So the way I kind of got onto this, anyway, was about... I found out about Google My Business.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to a podcast, and they were just talking about what was happening there. And so then I started updating my info because it was like wrong. And I had all this stuff that it was like, anyway, so I got that going, and then I kind of realized like, man, this, and then I saw all the hits I got just from adding pictures and using the posts.
Yeah. Amazing.
And it's amazing. And I just realized like I sort of said in that blurb, I feel like I have everything in place and I have a really excellent team. I just need to capitalize on people searching for the service.
So there you go. Very interesting. I think you would agree that, first of all, he called me. Call started with a little friendly chit-chat. Very warm. Very friendly, very much ready to do business, I think you could probably hear. Some questions came after that a little bit. You saw that the podcast is a perfect icebreaker. We're chatting like we were friends because I know basically who he is just because I've dealt with so many clients calling in or potential clients calling in, and he knows who I am because of listening to the podcast. He's also living in Ontario, which, yes, is in Canada, and I'm in Canada as well, but he's 4,000 miles away, and I would have never found him. And he found us, though, through our podcast. So you heard that he listened to episode number 11, where we talked about Google My Business, which is a must-have tool for local business owners, and he applied what he actually learned in that particular episode. Saw some great results and then decided to reach out to us for more. So it's a good example of a podcast, and I deal with these kinds of calls all the time. And they call in, they're very friendly, and they typically have a few questions. They're almost ready to do business. That's why I call them the ready-to-buy leads or ready-to-buy clients, because other than a few questions, they're pretty much ready to go. So now a little sidebar, if you want to hear that actual episode, if you happen to be a local business owner, and you want to have a listen to that episode yourself, you'll find it over on my smartlocal360.com site, smartlocal360.com. It's on the homepage if you scroll down, and it's entitled Why Google My Business is So Important for Your Local Business. And if you have a local business, you're probably going to want to listen to that episode yourself. Now, how did I do with the sale? So that call was 29 minutes long, and I had a chance to just gather up a little bit of details about his business, did a little quick analysis on it, met him a few days later. That call was actually on a Friday at 12:30. I met him again on Tuesday at 2:30 to present my findings, and I closed him up on a $4,500 package. He signed the agreement through DocuSign Tuesday afternoon and made his first payment. So I think... that's a great example of a client coming in from a podcast, all from a 26-minute long episode that, by the way, is continuing to work for me. And I'm sure that won't be the last customer that that little episode will bring me. So just one other sidebar here. If you'd like to learn more about our Smarter Local Marketing Agency training program, maybe you want to set up a local marketing agency of your own, go ahead and listen to Affiliate Buzz episode number 482, where we share a very simple plan for earning $10,000 a month serving local businesses, just like the one you just heard, and generating warm, ready-to-buy leads by co-hosting the Smarter Local Marketing Podcast with me. So you're not thrown out to the wolves. I'll be your co-host, and we'll walk you through it, get you comfortable. So if that piques your attention, after listening to episode 482, then reach out to me for a free discovery call to discuss the particulars about starting your own local marketing agency. Okay, enough on that. Back to podcasting. So now let me ask you, do you know of any other marketing strategy that you can literally set up and launch within 30 days where it will dramatically improve both your personal or corporate branding, massively extend your online reach, give you a real source of ready-to-buy leads and clients, and where you can recoup your entire investment of setting up your entire podcast for less than what you earn from one client? Podcasting really is worth a serious look. Now, and for those of you who may be a little bit nervous about your voice, one of the big pushbacks I get on podcasting is I can't stand the sound of my own voice. And don't worry about it. We'll get you through that. That's not a big deal. Or a little bit of fear. We get you through that as well. So after the break, we got one more break coming up. Let's talk about how to properly structure your podcast to bring in a source of qualified leads, to help you build your personal brand, to help you attract more subscribers to your email list, to help you build out a podcasting audience, and a lot more. We'll do that all right after the break.
More Affiliate Buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S. Webmasterradio.fm reaches them all with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content
hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing,
thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM and get your message delivered now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Webmasterradio.fm. Take your hat off, kick your feet up, and log into the feed. We're here for you 24/7.
Time now to hear some more Affiliate Buzz on Webmasterradio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today, so it's just you and I, and we're talking about how to attract ready-to-buy clients in 30 days with a podcast. You'll find that if you structure your podcast properly, it really can be, as by the couple of examples I just shared with you, can be a very reliable source of highly qualified, warm and friendly, ready-to-buy clients for you. There's also all the other advantages of building an audience, building out an email list, and so on. So your podcast really, I guess if you would think of it like this, it's also a repeat touch point for your audience, where you get to communicate with them each week. There's not many other marketing mediums that you can actually spend 30 to 60 minutes with somebody, basically what feels like one-on-one, where you get to share and talk about your products and services. You get to talk about your listeners. You understand what their challenges are, what they're looking to accomplish, and you can offer up real solutions and then invite them to reach out to you to do business. A podcast where we'll also let you to establish your credibility and build trust by demonstrating your expertise. In the case of the gentleman from Ontario, he listened to that podcast on Google My Business, where we discussed it, demonstrated our expertise. He applied what he learned, had some great results, gave us a call. There was no issues anymore with our credibility or our trust. He was ready, for the most part, after a few questions, to do business. A podcast lets you connect deeply with your audience. It's very personable. Again, it's almost like one-to-one communication. It allows you to leverage your time, where a single episode, like that little 29-minute episode, can be heard by the gentleman in Ontario, but also thousands or tens of thousands of other people, and they can listen to it when and where they want, so it's very convenient to them and for you, because you don't have to be there. It's actually, as we know, just an MP3 recording. You can be quickly become the recognized expert in your industry because you have, let's say it, your own show. You get to create a body of work. Just like that same episode is still out there working for me, and I've got 17 other episodes out there working for me in the smarter local marketing world that are generating new clients and warm and friendly leads. Those podcasts work for me today. They'll work for me tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. So you really get to lay down some content that's going to produce for you over time as well. It also gives you an additional traffic source that you may not be thinking about. You heard in the commercial set just before we came out after break, talking about the tens of millions of podcast listeners and talking about iHeartRadio and iTunes. So these traffic sources, iTunes, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, I could go down the list, are all these major podcasting directories, and the only way you get to play in there is with a podcast of your own. If you got a podcast, you're in, and you're getting in front of literally potentially tens of millions of people. Another huge advantage to podcasting is far less competitive. They estimate there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 million blogs, active blogs on the net. Think about that, 500 million, that's half a billion blogs. Versus 500,000 podcasts. Drop in the bucket, a mere fraction of what blogs are doing. If you think about how people are consuming podcasts, this is another advantage. It's convenient because they can listen in their car. All the new cars, for the most part, are being shipped out the door with podcast players built right into the dash. Everybody, for the most part, has a smartphone in their pocket. Another great source to access your show. We've also got these new devices that been released by Google and by Amazon with these little players that sit in the middle of our room, and we can talk to them and bring a podcast that way. And those are only a few of the benefits. There's so many more. And I guess the big benefit that we should maybe mention again is that when a ready-to-buy client reaches out to you, they typically already have a good feeling about you. They know, like, and trust you. They understand your products and services. And the big thing is they understand the benefits that they will receive by being your client all before they reach out to you. So the question is, let's pull this one apart again. So how can a podcast, you may have this question, how can a podcast help me generate leads and sales? It's a common question, or maybe another way to say it is, how do I make money with a podcast? I've given you a couple of examples above. Of course, if you've got a method to build out an audience, there's money there. If you've got a method to build out your email list, there's a great method there. If you've got a way to promote your products and services, or the products and services of others, if you happen to be an affiliate, there's money there. But what is you know, how can a podcast help you generate leads and sales? So here's the thing. A podcast's primary purpose is to build authority for you on your topic. So to build out your authority. And once you've established that, generating leads and sales can be as simple as discussing the listener's problems and offering them a solution. Because you get to know your listeners. You created the show for them. And then you can begin to offer out solutions. You can ask them to take a moment, you know, and reach out to you during your show. So you get to promote to them and talk to them and invite them to, for example, call me for a free discovery call, or head over to this page and sign up for this course, or I've got a free, you know, something for you over here. Of course, you can do that in your show, and you can also do it by email, because the podcast slash email combination is amazing. Use the podcast to build your authority, build your audience, and build your email list, and then use your email list to send out your offers to an audience who already knows, likes, and trusts you. So on that note, what I do during my show is I say, okay, hey, and we take a moment and we invite the listeners, hey, if you haven't subscribed to the Affiliate Buzz, why don't you take a moment right now and head over to jamesmartell.com/subscribe to receive weekly episodes from some of the industry's top affiliate marketers, thought leaders, and influencers in the world. And you can get access to that information simply by subscribing, and you give them a little offer, and a lot of people will take you up on that. So, for example, in this episode, I think you would probably, if you're still with me here today and we're still talking, you probably have some interest in podcasting, and you are possibly a coach, an affiliate marketer, a speaker, a writer, a consultant. You may have an entrepreneurial flair. So I put this podcast together specifically to talk to you. And let's face it, you wouldn't be here if you were not at least somewhat considering starting a podcast. So I've created the content for this episode to sell you on the benefits of starting your own show. In the same way, you'll put your episodes together to educate your audience and to sell them on the benefits of doing business with you. And I am going to invite you to request a free discovery call from me a little later in the show if you'd like some assistance in setting up your own podcast. And I want to talk about, you know, setting up your own show, and we'll get into that in a little bit. Just a couple other things to point out about podcasting. Managing a podcast is easier than video. So that's to me, that's a big advantage. There's no need for lighting, wardrobe, or in some cases, you know, a background or a set or makeup. There's a lot of prep that usually goes into creating a video. Podcast, headset, microphone, good outline, you're good to go. And unlike video, it's your audience can take you with them, so they can listen while they're driving. They don't want to watch. We don't want watching video while they're driving. They can listen to you while they're commuting on the bus or on a train or at the gym or out for a walk. Very, very easy for your audience to consume. So I think you'd agree that having a podcast can help you generate new clients, new listeners, new email list subscribers. And if set up properly, it's going to bring you those ready to buy clients. So I guess if you want to think about this, and I know being a coach myself and also offering services to local businesses, being an affiliate, but especially from the side of the coaching and the services industry, how reliable or how good would a reliable source of ready to buy clients feel to you? So when you meet them for the first time, they feel like they already know you. They know the services you offer and the benefits that are offered to them. And this is why they're calling you. And they only have a few questions, and they're, for the most part, ready to buy. A podcast is a great way to begin a relationship with a new client where your podcast has laid so much of the groundwork. Let me ask you this question. Which one of these would best describe you? I know some listeners may already have a podcast. I've talked to a few, actually, and some are doing very well. But some have gotten off track. But you still want a successful show, but you're not making the money you want, and or you're bogged down because of time or technical issues. And that's one of the things we deal with, is setting up a very simple little system so that you can easily produce your podcast, so you don't get overwhelmed and quote-unquote quit, or pod fade as the industry calls it. So you may need some help with maybe a podcast makeover. I'm always into doing that. To me, that's fun. Or maybe you want a podcast, but you have no idea how to get started or what's involved, and you'd love some one-on-one attention to help you from someone who's already successful and has been down the road before, to walk you through the steps to take you from the beginning right through to a successful launch. Or maybe you're really seriously considering starting a podcast, but you would prefer that someone else who already knows what they're doing to go ahead and set up everything for you, with just a little bit of input on yourself or from yourself to get you launched with minimal time on your part. So we do offer a turnkey podcasting service as well. And if you do want some help, let me just cover off a few of the things that you'll receive from us as far as services and some of the ways we do things. So when we're organizing a podcast for someone like yourself, we have a podcast management system that I use. And it's the same system that I use, and what I credit for literally my 15 years of longevity as a successful podcaster. So many shows actually start and quit. And the average podcaster, it's been said, produces 7 podcast episodes and then quits. And if you go look around, that's actually true. And that's an absolute shame, because I'm sure they had a lot to share. And number two, what a waste of time. You're not going to get very well. You can get some things done with 7 episodes. So I shouldn't take it completely away, but I'm sure they didn't intend to produce 7 and then just fade away. So we have a system that we put in place for you to make it really easy for you to keep your podcast on track. Let's face it, you don't want to be one of those people that starts a show and 3 months later you're done. You want a virtual team. So we teach you how to surround yourself with a virtual team of on-demand talent that you only pay when you need, including an audio editor, a writer for your show notes, a graphic designer to create your episode promotional graphics, a tech support person to support you in your efforts, so you don't have to be dealing with anything technical, and possibly, if you'd like, a virtual assistant like I have to help you just manage everything, and all at extremely affordable rates. I'm talking, like, you will be surprised if we get together on a free discovery call how inexpensive you can do this for. We'll also set up for you an audio broadcast network that will instantly and automatically broadcast each new podcast episode that you add to your website, or better yet, your virtual assistant adds to your website, to all of the podcast directories, including iTunes, Google Podcast, Spreaker, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and many others, plus automatically publish it to your social media accounts and even upload your podcast episodes into YouTube. During the process, we'll also work with my virtual team. So I will supply my virtual team during our time together. So you save both time and money by having access to my writer and my graphic designer, audio editor, and virtual assistant. This allows us to move quickly and efficiently, because we don't need to find at that point a graphic designer to help get your show together. We'll do that as we go, but for the purposes of getting you set up and launched, we want to make sure that we do that as quickly and as efficiently as we can. You'll have access to all of my proven podcasting collateral, and I've got a ton of it, including proven episode outlines, fill-in-the-blank templates, money-saving worksheets, a variety of easy-to-fill-in-the-blank checks, and all kinds of little training materials and tidbits, so you get access to all of my podcasting collateral. You and I will meet in our online conference room, typically Zoom. I love Zoom. To get and keep you on track, we'll share ideas. We'll develop your show. We'll determine everything we need to do about your show using my 12-part formula for creating a podcast that sells. You'll get access to all my tools. You'll get access to, you'll see my desktop as I'm working through things with you to increase work efficiency, engagement, and productivity. And we'll do this all within my project management system as well. And for longtime listeners, you probably know I'm a huge Basecamp fan. And you will use our online Basecamp project management system to communicate effectively, to keep everyone on the same page with discussion boards, documents, and scheduled to-do items and events. And then lastly, I'll work with you until you've published your first five episodes to make sure you're settled in, you're comfortable behind the mic, you've got a show that's well distributed through all the podcasting directories, through social media, and of course on YouTube. And I should mention also to your email newsletter subscribers, all automatically once you push a button on your website when you publish that new episode. So the goal here would be to develop a podcast that you will be proud of, that will impress all who hear it and will attract your ideal listeners who will convert over time, many of them, into ready-to-buy clients. So if a podcast makeover or a podcasting one-on-one coaching program or a full turnkey podcast is something you're interested in and exploring, do reach out to me for a free discovery call to discuss your particular situation and needs. You can do so by simply sending an email to Arlene and send it to helpdesk@jamesmartell.com, helpdesk@jamesmartell.com. She will organize a time for you and I to meet in probably the Zoom conference room so I can share my screen and show you some goodies. And note, this is not a sales call. My discovery call, my free discovery call, simply gives us an opportunity to get to know each other and to determine if we're a good match to possibly work together to develop a show that you'll be really proud of, that will produce fruit for you. And after the call, if we do find we're a good fit, we will work together to develop a first-class podcast to help you reach your goals. And if you'd like to dramatically increase your chances for success, avoid unnecessary mistakes, fast track your progress by working alongside a proven 15-year podcasting veteran who will coach you and keep you on track, do take me up on the offer of a free discovery call. So again, you can go to helpdesk@jamesmartell.com, helpdesk@jamesmartell.com. Send an email there to Arlene. She'll arrange a call. Or you can just give her a call at 604-542-0747. That's 604-542-0747. If you have a phone on you right now, you might want to give her a call right now and she'll get us organized to talk to together. All right, so there you have it. How to set up a podcast in 30 days or less to attract all of the ready-to-buy clients you'll ever need. I hope you found this interesting. I hope you, whether you decide to start a podcast or not, or reach out to us for help, either way, seriously, have a look at podcasting. I think you'll find that it'll be one of the best decisions you've ever made with your marketing, and you'll be extremely happy that you set up your own show. I can see we are out of time. If you'd like to review what we talked about here today, do keep in mind we always take all the show notes for you, and you'll find the show notes for this particular episode at jamesmartell.com/AB513. That's short for Affiliate Buzz 513. So jamesmartell.com/AB513. And a quick invitation, if you haven't done so already, please do subscribe to the Affiliate Buzz podcast. And you can do so at jamesmartell.com/subscribe. And you can also subscribe to the Podcasting Mastery podcast, considering we happen to be on that topic. And if you'd like to do that, you can head over to podcastingmastery.com also/subscribe to unleash all of your podcasting potential with expert interviews with some of the top podcasters, influencers, and thought leaders on the planet. That show, or that particular podcast, has 72 episodes currently, I believe, and it also is producing great fruit for us. So if you want a podcast to generate leads and sales for you, definitely do reach out for that free discovery call. So again, great to have you on board today, and to all my podcasting friends, especially you, thank you for joining me today, and we'll catch you on the next edition of the Affiliate Buzz.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.